in here. What's up?
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad, señorita.
I just wanted to...
All the way from Texas. Yeehaw.
Yeah, from Texas to Vancouver. We wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
You're doing laundry, and I'm curling my hair.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody listening in on the Bombtastic Podcast. My homie hit me up, and we wanted just to give this little quick message to y'all, especially to those who, are feeling it this Christmas, losing a loved one, being by themselves. You're not alone. We're here. Hit us up. Y'all want to chit-chat? I'm always available. And let's end this year right and start the new one even better.
Wow. And you just thought of that right now?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. I'm on the radio. I'm a pro.
And exactly what he said. If you want to talk to anyone, if you're feeling alone or anything on Christmas, you can message me too.
Yeah, I think it's best to reach me out on my website, because I just figured out that they had an app for it where I get the messages to my phone now. So if you want to talk or anything, you go to texaschuckle.com, leave me a message, and I'll get it directly to my phone as if you were texting me. And we can chit-chat.
Cool.
This was a great idea. I know we were talking about it, but you actually went through with it. You're a woman of action. So.
Yeah, if I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it, right? But yeah, I'm currently at my mom's house in the bathroom. I'm curling my hair, and I let them know that I might do a podcast in the bathroom, and I'm like, yeah, don't worry. We wanted to come on here and give you a Christmas message, just like, the Queen used to do that every Christmas.
The who?
The Queen.
The Queen?
Yeah, the Queen used to give a Christmas message every year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is a Christmas message from Texas Chuckle and Bombtastic.
And the Queen of Podcasts.
So, yeah, I haven't really planned this.
No, this is the best. Authenticity always wins. That's how they know we're real. We didn't plan it, and we're just coming in raw.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people that have lost loved ones this year, and even like after a few years, it still hits you pretty hard on the holidays, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, that's when it hits the most, because I would imagine that loved one you lost, some of the fondest memories were made during the holidays when most people get together, most families get together. So for me personally, yesterday was a tough day because my dad was Christmas. My dad was Santa Claus handing out the presents. My dad was the one getting us together to make tamales. And, I haven't had tamales since he died. And that's crazy because I'm Mexican. And it's like, I'm kind of like going against the culture right now, but it's just what it means to me. So yeah, yesterday was tough, but I was with my girls. I got to spend it with my girls the way we usually do it. And we had a good time. I want to tell you a funny story about that, about last night. When I was buying them presents a couple weeks ago, they're getting a little older. My older two are getting a little older. They're not really, my oldest is definitely not into dolls and stuff like that anymore. My second daughter, she's kind of just got out that stage. And I was like, man, like, I was kind of like, what can I get them? And every year I go through this where it's like, I go to the store or I'm online and I never get to buy boy toys. I've never gotten to buy a boy toy. I never go down that aisle. I stay away because it's for what? So I bought them a bunch of Nerf guns, and we had a little Nerf gun battle last night, and it was pretty dope. It was fun.
Oh, that's
Those
cute.
damn little bullets, they hurt. They sting a little bit when you ain't got a shirt on. I was over there trying to get
I
comfortable,
love
and then
those
stop, da,
things.
da. Yeah, and man, my oldest, I was like, hold on, how do you know how to reload these things so quick? Because he was shooting them super fast. But yeah, that's a cool little Christmas story for me.
I remember like a few years ago, actually probably like 10 years ago, but my little cousin, I got him a Nerf gun, and then like apparently like he woke everyone up by shooting the Nerf gun at them. Yeah, my hair is like half straight, half curled right now, so.
Okay, bombastic listeners are in the middle of Elisa beautifying herself.
In the
It's a
bathroom,
first.
yeah.
It's a first. First for the bombastic
don't know. Yeah, I think so.
podcast or what? There you go. There you go. I bring all the exclusive content to your podcast.
Actually, it was your idea.
To curl your hair? Don't
No.
tell them that. Don't tell them that.
No,
Now you make me sound mean. Don't tell them
she put a message out.
that.
Yeah, this
I
is
just.
to we totally like didn't plan this. I sent him our Texas Chuckle podcast link, and then he wasn't answering. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna get a hold of him. So I called him, and he's doing laundry, and I'm like, answer your link.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, just I didn't even hear my phone. It was in my pocket. I felt it vibrating.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing with the family today?
I'm going to my brother's, and we're all gonna meet up over there. But yeah, this week has been tough for me too, and last night was pretty bad, so yeah.
Well, you know, my line's always open as well, and I'm glad you got through it, and hope you and your mom have a good time, and your brothers, y'all get to spend it with those that your dad loved the most, and make it a beautiful day as best as y'all can, you know?
And we've mentioned this before, but your dad died the same day a year before my dad, October 28th.
Yeah, man, that's
So.
wild. It's crazy how the world works, how the universe works.
Yeah.
But they're both up there looking down at us. They both of them could see how thin my hair is on top. So they're probably laughing at us
Yeah,
right
so this morning I was like crying, and then I messaged my brother, and I'm like, don't worry, I'm just gonna cry a whole bunch and then get it all out. And he's like, yeah, just get it all out, and then I'll be fine later.
He's like, I'm on my way to the Kleenex.
Yeah.
I don't need that in my house. Nah, that's cool, man. Your brothers, they sound cool. They sound like they got your back, so that's a
Yeah.
plus. That's
Yeah.
always a plus.
Well, that's nice that you got to spend it with your daughters. How many? You have
Yeah.
10?
That was good. That was good. It feels like it sometimes. It feels like 10, 4, yeah. And those little lucky ass little punks, they get 2 Christmases. So they're with their mom right now, getting a whole different day, whole different set of gifts, whole different set of
Just,
fun. So
I always see videos and they look so cute. They have really nice smiles. Really cute.
appreciate that. Yeah,
Is
they're.
that the laundry ready?
I'm trying to get the trying to set the setting, because I gotta step out tonight, and
Hey, this is a, do you want to hear it? I'll probably get yelled at, but I'm gonna walk out. My mom's singing. Just one second, okay? She got a new speaker for Christmas. Did you hear
That's
that?
cool. I heard a little bit. I didn't hear her singing though.
Yeah. I feel like I was scared to record without asking.
Hey, because you know better. You probably already tried it and it didn't go so hard.
Hey, Mom. Say hi to everyone. You know you're famous. Oh, God.
She said, instead of saying hi, I'm going to show them.
Oh, God. Sorry. Really loud. So this is, Mom, this is the podcast, and my friend is on the other line in Texas. And he's at home doing laundry. Do you want to say hi? Just say hi. Hi.
How you doing, Mrs. Harder?
She was making fun of my voice the other day. Oh, no. It was just his voice.
Oh, no. Okay.
Why would she make fun of such a lovely voice?
Hold on. I wasn't making fun. Okay, this morning, we're, like, in the living room. And then she sees, like, outside. She's like, who's that? And there's one of her friends that she met on the street the other day. And then she runs down the stairs because she's like, it's across a busy road. And she's like, what's her name?
Isabel.
She's like, Isabel! Her voice is cracking so hard. And so I just had to laugh at that. Anyways.
Well, it was nice finally meeting your mother.
And I wasn't even drinking yesterday. I only had a thimble full of wine.
She had one little shot of wine.
Excuse.
That's nothing. Pregnant women drink that. That's nothing.
It must have been enough, I'll tell you. So this was
I love her accent. Man, that's amazing.
She can hear you.
You got to hear this. I've got sweet on.
Oh, she wants you to come over to the living room to hear this.
Man, y'all are jamming up. That's how y'all do Christmas in Vancouver. I like it.
My friend in Texas.
Here in Texas, it's all Spanish music right now.
Oh, she wants you to hear this. She's rocking it out.
I like it.
So many memories of that. 1974.
The band is called Sweet?
Yeah. The Sweet.
Okay.
Love is like
oxygen. Mom, come over here. So me and Texas Chuckle, we decided because the Queen's not having a message this year that we have we'll give a Christmas speech.
Yeah.
No.
She said
we
us?
Did it. I'm
listening to the swing.
How did I do it?
No, we were talking about Christmas is a happy time, but we also think about the ones that have lost
and
someone.
Make it all sad again. It's a dreary time around here.
She's like, way to go.
I was counting all my friends that died too. My goodness, how can you lose? She's got friends here and friends there, right?
She likes to look at the obituaries.
Oh! To see who's dating again.
Man, that's hilarious.
No, it's a joke, and I don't do that.
I know, we can handle the jokes.
Oh, definitely. I love that joke.
Because
I'm single, so I love that joke.
You know, she's talking about the obituaries, right?
It's a boombox or something.
It's a boombox.
Boombox. I haven't heard boombox since
1997. 1997. Okay. Bye, Mom.
I'll see
ya. Anyways.
Yeah, she's so sweet. I like her. She's cool.
She always makes me laugh. It's funny. But yeah, so this morning we were just hanging out in the living room. And then she's like, oh, that's my friend. And she goes running down the stairs. And she's like, Isabel! Isabel! And then she's like, what are you doing? And then it was really cute. But yeah.
That's funny. She's cool. I like your mom.
But yeah, so thank you for joining.
Always. It's always a pleasure. All your listeners, the Bombastic Podcast. This was a special one-off out of the blue, trying to get you out the Christmas blues message. And to everybody listening, appreciate y'all supporting my homie up there in Vancouver. And, you know, y'all just keep your head up. Even if it ain't Christmas and y'all need someone to talk to, man, just hit me up. I like helping people any way I can. So, you know, I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. You don't even celebrate or believe in all that. I hope you just have a great day. So, yeah, thanks, Alicia. This was cool.
Yeah, and thank you so much. You're always, like, giving shout-outs. You're showing love to everyone. And you deserve a great year. And thanks. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And yes, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone and whoever doesn't celebrate it. Have a good day.
Yeah, all the atheists out there.
Everyone, we love you all.
Yeah, no matter what. The atheists, they just driving by the Christmas lights like, Nah, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you.
Hey, have a good day. Right. God bless.
You too. All right, bye. You too. Bye.